Anyway, so I mentioned this at the top of the show. I'm sure you all heard about this because it was blown out of proportion in the liberal press. But the Coulter-Edwards dispute. Yes, yes, yes. The Coulter-Edwards dispute. Everyone heard about this, I'm sure. If you haven't, well, you're going to hear about it now. And I'm going to set the record straight because there was so much deceiving and lying going on with the story that it's unbelievable. And the Edwards camp is a huge portion of blame. And I'm going to give them a little piece of my mind. On Good Morning America, on June 25th, which was Monday, Ann Coulter made a comment about John Edwards being killed in a terrorist assassination plot. This is the clip that the majority of news outlets played and quoted. Here we go.
So I've learned my lesson. If I'm going to say anything about John Edwards in the future, I'll just wish he had been killed in a terrorist assassination plot.
So clearly in that clip, she wants John Edwards dead. But that's not really what she said. Here is the full context of the quote.
But to begin with the tough words, some tough words for you by the three top candidates in response to what you had said. Some were calling it a homosexual slur. You said it was a taunt. They all came out when you were talking about John Edwards and said this was wrong. We must deny it. Fair criticism of you or a shift towards the tolerant among the GOP?
No. I was denounced all over. All over. I think the one that hurt the most was from I'm a Little Girl in a Pink Party Dress.com. Very
Why?
Upsetting. So about the same time, Bill Maher said, and by the way, I did not call John Edwards the F word. I said I couldn't talk about him because you go into rehab for using that word.
You say you were joking. You were joking.
About the same. Yeah, I wouldn't insult gays by comparing them to John Edwards. That would be mean. But about the same time, you know, Bill Maher was not joking and saying he wished Dick Cheney had been killed in a terrorist attack. So I've learned my lesson. If I'm going to say anything about John Edwards in the future, I'll just wish he had been killed in a terrorist assassination plot.
So let's get off.
So it's obvious from that clip that Ann Coulter really wasn't wishing Edwards was killed by a terrorist, rather that she should say that and maybe the press and the GOPs won't get as mad at her. It's pretty obvious from that clip that she was saying, well, Bill Maher said this, didn't get any press, I said this, didn't get any press, so maybe if I'm going to say anything about John Edwards again, it should be what Bill Maher said about Dick Cheney. It's pretty obvious to me, probably pretty obvious to anybody else, but the liberal bloggers took that quote, took that line, manipulated it, and made it sound like that's solely what she said was this.
So I've learned my lesson. If I'm going to say anything about John Edwards in the future, I'll just wish he had been killed in a terrorist assassination plot.
And the liberal media ran with it, and so did the Mrs. Pretty Boy, John Edwards. Mr. Pretty Boy, John Edwards, Mrs. Pretty Boy, his wife, Mrs. Edwards. So that's how I'm going to refer to her as. So here's exactly what Maher said. I'm going to play that clip. Maher said this on his show. I'm going to play most of it because the way he defends people who were wishing Cheney was dead in a terrorist attack is important, but it's not really important as to what he said until after that particular portion. But here's what Maher said on his own show.
These weren't even the bloggers. These were just the comment section who said they expressed regret that the attack on Dick Cheney failed.
Right. more than regret.
Well, what did they say? They said
we wish it would die. I mean, it was
okay.
Correct.
But
language.
They said again,
the bomb was wasted.
If this isn't China, shouldn't you be able to say that? Why did Ariana have to get my girlfriend?
No,
I love her,
Bill,
but why did she take that off right away? Why did that happen?
Bill, first of all,
but you should be able to say it.
You
and by the way,
you cannot have language that inspires.
Excuse me, Bill, can I ask you a question? Do you decide what the topics are for this show?
Yeah, I decide the topics. They don't go there.
Now, look.
But you decide to go over the show the way she does.
But I have zero doubt that if Dick Cheney was not in power, people wouldn't be dying needlessly tomorrow.
If somebody on this panel said they wish that Dick Cheney had been blown up, and you didn't say
anything. He did.
Okay. Did you say
that? No, I quoted that.
You don't know.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm just saying that if he did die, more people would live.
So clearly he didn't come right out and say that he wished Cheney would be dead, but clearly, if you don't manipulate his speech, if you just think a little deeper into his speech, not really what is on the surface, but if you think, he thinks that more people would live if Cheney died. One could assume he'd want him dead. Who would want someone alive who would be killing people when you could be saving more lives than what would be saved by that one person being alive? And one could assume he wished he would have died in that terror plot. Now, of course, to rebut of course they have the right to say it, but the person who owns the site has a right to take it off. You don't have a right, you know, they have the right to not be associated with that kind of talk. So, effectively, Ann Coulter simply said that if she had said about John Edwards what Bill Maher had said about Dick Cheney, there wouldn't be as much hoopla about her comments about John Edwards. So what happened with this? Well, the liberal media blew it up in her face. Ann Coulter appeared on Chris Matthews the next day, and guess who called in? Mrs. Pretty Boy herself, just to say Ann Coulter was, quote, mean. Ooh.
You know who's on the line? Somebody to respond to what you said about Edwards yesterday morning. Elizabeth Edwards.
I was calling, you know, in the South when we when someone does something that displeases us, we want to ask them politely to stop doing it. I'd like to ask Ann Coulter, too, if she wants to debate on issues, on positions. We certainly disagree with nearly everything she said on your show today. But it's quite another matter for these personal attacks. The things that she has said over the years, not just about John, but about other candidates, is lowers our political dialogue precisely at the time that we need to raise it. To ask her politely to stop the personal attacks.
Okay, so Mrs. Pretty Boy called in to Chris Matthews to complain and whine about Ann Coulter. Why John Edwards didn't call in? Mr. Pretty Boy didn't call in? Probably was combing his hair, you know, looking at himself in the mirror. Probably couldn't make it to the phone. Anyways, Ann Coulter, of course, rebutted. Of course, it's Ann Coulter. She's got to say something in response. This was her response.
Okay, so I made a joke, 6 months ago, and as you point out, they've been raising money off of it for 6 months since then.
This is yesterday morning, what you said about him.
I didn't say anything about him, actually, either time.
You know that's not true.
All right, here. So notice how Anne assumes that it was the faggot comment. She doesn't think she said anything wrong on Monday morning, largely because she didn't. And I wonder if Mrs. Pretty Boy even saw the interview and even saw what Bill Maher said.
Mrs. Edwards, the line that put you over the edge, the one that's highlighted on your website, is when Ann Coulter said the other day on ABC, quote, "If I'm going to say anything about John Edwards in the future, I'll just wish he'd been killed in a terrorist assassination plot." She claims, though, and if you look at the overall statement, that she was parodying something that Bill Maher said about Dick Cheney and that she's being taken out of context.
Well, I don't know what Bill Maher said, and I didn't see it. I did.
Ah, so she doesn't know what Bill Maher said. Then how can she understand the reference? She has to be smart enough to understand there was a reference. But then again, Mrs. Pretty Boy could just assume that Ann Coulter was lying about the Bill Maher comment.
I have to say, I listen to a lot of what Ann Coulter says, and not very much of the factual recitations are accurate. So I wouldn't put my money on her correct statement about what Bill Maher said.
Ah, so, before opening her flap, she doesn't check to see what Bill Maher had said, and then didn't check to see what Bill Maher said, and then without knowing if he had actually said it or not, accuses of Ann Coulter of lying. Gee, is that how they would do it in the South? I highly doubt it. And just to remind Mrs. Pretty Boy, this is what Bill Maher said.
I have zero doubt that if Dick Cheney was not in power, people wouldn't be dying needlessly tomorrow. If he did die, more people would live. That's a fact.
Ah, okay. So now if Mrs. Pretty Boy is listening to this show, she probably gets it a little better. The wheels are clicking, the wheels are turning in her head about understanding what exactly was said. Well, hold on, though. Then Mrs. Pretty Boy on this crappy CNN morning show, which I had the last two clips played from, she puts on her aluminum cap, pulls a Dennis Kucinich, and starts to think that the Edwardses are their own race or something, because she starts talking about letting Ann Coulter say these things and then plugging her husband for standing up to racism in the South.
But she has to take responsibility for what she says. You know, and we honestly have to take responsibility for allowing it to happen. In the South, we made a difference when we stood up against racist language, when decent people said, "I want you to stop." Eventually, it didn't happen right away, mm-hmm. and it hasn't happened completely, but part of the civil dialogue does not include racist language in the way it used to, because we spoke out.
Ah, so now it's her fault for not banning racist comments against her husband nationwide. Well, at least we got that straightened out. But that's not the end of that. I wish it was the end of that, and I wish it was so simple, because the Edwardses already look like idiots, based upon what Mrs. Edwards said, which was totally infactual, by saying that she doesn't even know what Bill Maher said, and believes that Ann Coulter lied about what Bill Maher said. So, of course, Mr. and Mrs. Pretty Boy had to bank off of this whole Ann Coulter thing. They had to. It was right in front of their face. It was like cheese in front of a rat. They had to pick at it. And I want to tell you, I'm reading the wrong line. Here's an email that they sent around to their mailing list subscribers. I'm going to read for it word for word the entire email. This is exactly what was sent. Dear friend, Apparently that's how they address people in the South. Last night I had an important talk with Ann Coulter, and I want to tell you what happened. On Monday, Ann announced that instead of using more homophobic slurs to attack John, she would just wish that John had been killed in a terrorist assassination plot. Not exactly what she said at all. Where I'm from, when someone does something that displeases you, you politely ask them to stop. So when I heard Ann was going to be on Hardball last night, I decided to call in and ask her to engage on the issues and stop the personal attacks. I told her these kinds of personal attacks lower our political dialogue at precisely the time when we need to raise it and set a bad example for our children. How does she respond? Sadly, perhaps, and predictably, with more personal attacks. John's campaign is about the issues, but pundits like Ann Coulter are trying to shout him down, apparently. If they will not stop, it is up to us. Cut through the noise. Help us fight back. Please give what you can today. Effectively, what that says is, Ann Coulter hurt my feelings and my husband's feelings. Give us money so we can stop her. So, the Edwards' camp finally firmly planted themselves in the no-name-calling club. Well, then, John Edwards kind of removed himself from that club a little bit on Hardball the next day. Take a listen.
Yeah, I don't think she has any shame. There's no doubt about that. And her response to any effort to raise the dialogue, to talk about things that people care about, is to attack in a mean, hateful, mean-spirited way. I think that's just the way she behaves. That's who she is. And I think that's a lot of what we see from these people are just that are crazies. I mean, yeah. There's nothing remotely mainstream about them, and normal people are repelled by them.
You know, call me crazy, for lack of a better word, John Edwards, but where I come from, calling someone a, quote, crazy is a mean thing to say, and it really doesn't help the dialogue. And oh, by the way, saying that they're repulsed or something by normal people, yeah, that's not a nice thing either. That's a put-down. That's a mean personal attack, calling someone a crazy. Anyways, so the Edwards camp effectively doesn't understand the reference that Ann Coulter makes. I don't know if it's over their head. You know, embarrasses themselves with John Edwards on Hardball, and then also tries to do something that's pretty darn stupid and bank off of the idea that Ann Coulter hurt their feelings. And then Ann Coulter actually did write a column about it a couple days later. That'll be in our show notes, so you can link to that. She defends herself extremely well in that column, so if you want to read a little more about that. And I usually don't like to defend Ann Coulter, because I do think what she said about the 9/11 wives was out there, but I think that she is often looked upon as a target for manipulation of what she actually said, because she's just an easy target that way. Simple as that.